you know, we're got scolded by his teacher, he might not like it. He might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Okay. So say that you wanted to say, I didn't. I went wrong.
Are you still talking about the boy?
Yeah. You might say, oh, why is she blaming me? I'm wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. If someone apologized because they broke something that was yours when they had it borrowed, and they were really sorry, you said, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Just forget about it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me...
any.
Okay. And I'm going to read a sentence, and at the end, I want you to fill it in the way you would, if anything comes to mind. Okay. Now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
In life.
Okay. Nothing else comes to mind. That he's likely to have his trouble. He'll have his trouble.
When he grows up.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you know, like in your garden, you'd say, we raised a big...
a garden.
Okay. When you talk about the things that you raise, the thing that you gather, what do you refer to that as?
Vegetables.
Uh-huh, but just all together.
A big crop of.
Okay. If you have a whole bunch of trees and stumps and rocks and everything, like on the area where you want to make your garden or something, before you can start plowing ground, what do you have to do?
You have to clear all that away.
Okay, the second cutting of clover or grass. What do you call the old, dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
The stubble.
Okay. If you cut wheat, what would you tie wheat up into?
Bundles.
Okay. And the bundles or sheaves that are piled up, what do you pile those up into?
Into shocks.
Okay. If you raised wheat and you gathered it up by the bushel or something, you might say, we raised 40...
bushels of wheat.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to thrash it.
Okay. Let's say you and another woman have a job to do, and you say to them, you and I have a job to do.
Have a job to do.
Okay. Would you ever say anything besides you and I have a job to do?
We have a job to do.
Okay. If you're not speaking about just him, well, let's say you're not speaking to him, but you're talking about him. You say, the job is for him and me. It is for blank of us.
Both of us.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'll say, blank and blank are coming over.
My friends and I are coming over to see you.
If you didn't say my friends, you used the word instead of my friends.
She and I are coming over.
Okay.